We were very sad when we learned of Vincent Gardenia's death today. Maybe it's because he played so many fathers and he seemed so fatherly. It was also that he was so warm to us when he was a guest on Fresh Air. Actor Vincent Gardenia died of a heart attack at the age of 71. Gardenia acted just about all his life. He started performing in his father's Italian language theater company. It was in Gardenia's later life that he became well known for his movie and TV performances. He played Cher's father in Moonstruck, Joe Pesci's father in The Super, and Roxanne's father in the TV series L.A. Law. He received an Oscar nomination for his part as a baseball team manager in the 1973 film Bang the Drum Slowly. Robert De Niro and Michael Moriarty played members of the team. I asked Vincent Gardenia about that role in our 1989 interview.
Well, you know, very, very funny about that role, or strange. Being an Italian all my life, as a child, I grew up in Brooklyn, and we never went to ball games. I never been to a ball game in my life until 1977, when the Yankees won the World Series in Yankee Stadium. So when I was offered this role, I knew nothing about baseball whatsoever, except, you know, seeing it on television now and then. But I knew nothing about you know, the penalties, the errors. I knew that there were three strikes and you're out, and, you know, 11 innings, or nine innings, whatever it is. So I didn't know much about it. And I had never been to a ball game. So when I met these people, the producer, Maurice Rosenfeld, and the director, John Hancock, I told my agent to tell them that I would not discuss the way I would interpret this role, because I work very, very methody, and I don't like to divulge my secrets. Because if they would have asked me something, I wouldn't know what to say. So they accepted that. And when I went on the show, did the movie, in fact, the first day we were out at Central Park, just rehearsing, you know, and the director said, you know, let's all throw the ball. Let's get to know each other. Let's have some fun. He says, Vince, whenever you want to jump in. I said, no, I'm playing the manager. You know, the manager is always on the outside. I figure if I get in this game, I'm going to hit by a ball or something, you know. And in fact, then when we shot in Yankee Stadium, the first scene that morning, we were all in the dugout, my team, De Niro, Moriarty, and Phil Foster and all. And the director said, you all line up here, put your hands over your heart, and we sing the Star Spangled Banner. And as it's over, everyone goes out to their bases. And Vince, when they're all in their bases, you leave the dugout, go to third base, and speak to the third baseman. I says, gotcha. As he left, I turned to the actor next to me and says, where's third base? And he thought I was kidding. I said, no, I know where it is on television, but here I don't know where it is. He said, well, it's over there. But, you know, he thought I was joking. I said, no, I don't know anything about it.
How did you manage to avoid going to a baseball game all those years growing up in Brooklyn?
Well, I wasn't interested in baseball. At that time, you know, I was working with my dad in the Italian theater. We used to work 6-7 days a week. And we used to tour the five boroughs in Brooklyn, the Bronx, New York. Then we'd go out of state. And when I was outside, I rather enjoyed playing stickball or kicking the can, playing dice, you know, the corner street games. And but I mainly, my friends were at that time, even then, were all the Italian actors. So, you know, they weren't interested in baseball. And we wouldn't listen to baseball on radio, because at that time on radio we had Italian programs, Italian soap operas, which when I got to be about 14, 15, I became an Italian radio actor, doing soap operas in Italian. So we were interested in that kind of those kind of programs, not sports, not games. My father didn't speak English. My mother didn't speak English. They weren't just into sports, you know. That's why I managed to miss the games.
How old were you when you started acting?
I was 5.
It's pretty young.
Yeah, very young.
You know, a lot of kids of immigrant parents resent their parents' old country ways and rebel against them. I guess you never went through a phase like that.
No. Being actors, my father was very, very well liked in this country. I'm talking like Willie Loman now. They really adored my father, so consequently, we were always treated royally by our neighbors, our friends, and the wherever we went. So I never felt that kind of, you know, discrimination. So it was, I had a wonderful childhood with my parents. We had actors at our house all the time. There were parties all the time. The wine flowed freely, you know, from the age of 5 at the table, and the lasagna and the singing and the it was a joyous time. In fact, I had more fun then than now. I miss those days a great deal.
Vincent Gardinia, he died today at the age of 71. Our interview was recorded in 1989.